Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, sponsored by Carl Otto of Webster City. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here, and we are talking with the head volleyball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Jenna Whipple, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So as we take a look at your team here through recent weeks, it's been, I'd say, a pretty successful recent weeks. It may not be showing up in the win column, but your team has definitely improved. You got up against some good competition, at least teams like your rivals in CGD, Garner-Hapel, Ventura. You did get a win over North Union, first time you guys have ever beaten North Union since you joined the conference. You lost to a good North Iowa team, but all in all, you know, despite the losses that are showing up in the win-loss column, what kind of progress have you seen from this team? Because it feels like from the outside, there's been a lot of progress.
Yeah, I think the girls, we talked a lot at the beginning of the season about being a team. We give up a lot of size, so we got to be a team that's out-hustling and out-playing. And I think from the beginning of the season until now, we've hit a lot of those small moments that we wanted to hit. We've won some sets. We got a win over North Union, and I think from the beginning of the season till now, we're hitting our stride where we're playing a lot better, and we just want to go into postseason continuing that style of play.
And just looking at your roster, you've got kind of a widespread in terms of numbers of who's been consistent attacking the volleyball. You've got five players that have over 50 kills. Players such as Teresa Middleton, who's your team leader in kills, Maya Edwards, Addie Jeske, Kendra Schild, and Natalie Peterson. So you have a lot of options when it comes to attacking on the offensive side. And just how has that really helped your team progress, having so many of those multiple options to attack at any given time?
I think the nice thing about having so many girls that can attack the ball, it gives us options, and when maybe one girl or one player is struggling, we can count on someone else to pick up those hits. When we see that there are middle blockers or outside blockers, we can really use all of our different options to get our players hitting the ball. And truly, I mean, it's awesome that we can count on any one of our hitters to get the job done for us when we need it.
And on the defensive side, it definitely feels like net defense is an area maybe you guys appear the most improved on from a year ago. You got Natalie Peterson, who leads the way with 17 blocks. Addie Jeske's got 10 blocks. You got Kendra Schild with 6 in the middle. And just up front, you have some decent size up front with Natalie Peterson and Teresa Middleton, who's a great athlete, and then Addie Jeske, who's also a great athlete. Just how is it to have them at the net, giving you a chance to defend against some of the better attackers in that top of Iowa Conference?
It's really wonderful because those girls can jump. They're getting their hands on a lot of balls, which really helps our back row players not have to take so many hard hits. And we talk all the time about how if our blockers can get up and get a hand on the ball and slow it down, that gives us a better chance to get back onto offense instead of being on defense so much. So having Nat and Addie and Teresa up there with their jumping skills and getting their hands on the ball, that really helps us keep the ball in play and helps our back row be able to dig a lot more and play defense.
And as we take a look at the schedule coming up, obviously we're towards the end of the season. You have the regular season finale tonight or tomorrow night. We guys go up to Newman Catholic in Mason City. That's technically a non-conference game and out of the top Iowa East. Before you guys get into regional play next week, when you travel to Cherokee, Washington, a very good Cherokee team, and then this last regular season game and into the postseason, what's the biggest point of emphasis from you and the staff to these girls going into the final stretch of the season?
It's really just to keep playing hard. I mean, we know that the competition we're going to be playing is pretty good, and we have talked so much as a team about coming out ready to play and coming out to compete. We don't want to just roll over. We want other teams to see that, yeah, you may have beaten us before, but we're not going to just give up. And I want the seniors to be able to finish out their season strong, and that's really our goal, is to really put up a good fight these last two matches.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck on Tuesday night against Newman Catholic, and good luck in the postseason.
All right, thank you so much.
That was Jenna Whipple, the head volleyball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, here on our Coach Speak program. We're back with more after this on 95.7 FM.